USA Radio News.
The first of 5 days of memorials honoring the late Senator John McCain started today in Arizona, where he became only the third person to lie in the state capitol in 40 years. Arizona Governor Doug Ducey reflects on Arizona without Senator McCain.
To the rest of the world, John McCain was Arizona. When all of us here traveled and told people we were from Arizona, people knew two big things about it: John McCain and the Grand Canyon. Imagining Arizona without John McCain is like picturing an Arizona without the Grand Canyon. It's just not natural.
Federal immigration agents are still trying to sort things out as they detained over 100 people suspected of using fraudulent identification documents to get jobs at a Texas trailer manufacturer. The raid occurred after ICE received information that the company was hiring people illegally using fraudulent identification. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
One of the more interesting Senate races is going on in Arizona, where two female House members will square off, Martha McSally and Kyrsten Sinema. Both won their respective primaries rather easily Tuesday. McSally does have the support of President Trump, and as Congressman Jim Jordan says, embracing President Trump is key to turnout.
Well, the key to turnout is to run with the President of the United States. The key to turnout is to talk about the things he's done, the things we want to help him get done to make America great again and to fulfill the promises we made to the voters when they gave us the privilege to serve. This idea that we're going to run individual races and run away from the President is just flat out wrong. I think we nationalize this election as much as possible in as many districts as we can. Frankly, I think it's the best course of action in the vast majority of Republican districts around the country. Nationalize it and talk about how we can work with the to accomplish the things that we told them we were going to do in 2016, and more importantly, that they elected us to do.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
In this gig economy, more and more women are becoming entrepreneurs and taking that leap of faith. What does it take, though, to actually do that, and how long can that process take? Maxie McCoy is a leadership expert and author of a new book titled You're Not Lost, an inspired action plan for finding your own way. She joined me earlier today, and one of the things I asked her was about three big milestones that people need to accomplish.
Yeah, the three milestones are ditch, create, and rise. And ditch is about what are the mindsets and the belief systems that we need to let go of in order to move forward. And it's, you know, it's really about not having to fit into the mold, being the highest expression of who we are, not needing to have the destination in order to have direction. The second create is about what it looks like to actually be in action, be taking the small steps and the people that we need around us and where and what those small steps are and how to do them. And rise is about ascension. You know, once we are into action, the path is going to start to open up. Now, that's not going to be all rainbows and sunshine. There might be some uncomfortable feelings, you know, fear, and being able to reframe that into friction and know that, you know, just because we're feeling uncomfortable doesn't mean that we shouldn't be doing it.
Taking a quick look at your numbers on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial is up just over 70 points. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.